Thank you. And this is a lesson against procrastination. Dr. Standish sent out an email asking for titles for this, and I didn't send it back quick enough. And so he picked one out for me. And my first reaction was, how many dinosaurs were on the ark? I give up. How many? But then I got to thinking about it, and there's some interesting issues. There's some Adventists that don't believe there were any on the ark. Some Adventists that don't believe that God created them at all. So the first question is, are dinosaurs real? If dinosaurs are not real, but they're the creation of evolutionary scientists to confuse us, then the answer to how many dinosaurs were on the ark is zero. So how do we know if they're real? You can go dig them up. In conjunction with Southwestern Adventist University, we have a dinosaur dig site in eastern Wyoming that you all can participate yourselves. The website is dinodig.swau.edu. Every year, about 1,000 specimens are collected. Guess how many elephants we found in there? Zero. How many horses? Camels. None. So that is going to bring up another interesting question. Why, if it didn't evolve, why are dinosaurs there but no big mammals? Different question. Maybe it's because they were all on the ark. And now we collect all these bones. How do we know that they're dinosaurs? How do we know that they're reptiles? The structure of the skull tells you. Here is a skull of a tyrannosaurid. It's actually Daspletosaurus. Notice the jaw. If you look at a dinosaur jaw, the bone that holds the teeth is the dentary for dentist. He likes to look at bones that hold teeth. Notice behind it anyway that there are several bones between the jawbone that holds the teeth and the skull. And that the jawbone that holds the teeth does not articulate with the skull. On the other side is a rabbit. A rabbit is like you and I, a mammal. We have a single jawbone, and in it, it holds the teeth. So the bone that holds the teeth is what one? Dentary, right. So with mammals, we have a dentary squamosal jaw articulation. So if we find fossils that have more than one bone in the jaw, and the one that holds the teeth doesn't articulate with the jaw, we know we have a reptile. Hence, we would know that Daspletosaurus, Tyrannosaurus are reptiles. In fact, dinosaurs are reptiles that behave like mammals. What do I mean by that? On the left is a triceratops, and on the right is an elephant. They're both about the same size. Notice how the limbs are on the triceratops. They come straight down out of the body, just like a horse, a camel, or a person. Modern reptiles don't have that. Everybody seen an alligator or a crocodile? Where are their limbs? Out to the side, right. So these are not big alligators, contrary to what some creationists have said. You let an iguana live for 900 years and it becomes a dinosaur. I'm sorry, it just is a big iguana. So, dinosaurs are real, and they're reptiles behaving like mammals. So were they on, how many of them were on the ark? I still give up. We still can't answer that question. What if God did not create the dinosaurs? What if they were created by man or Satan? If God did not create the dinosaurs, then there wouldn't have been any on the ark, right? How many of you believe that God didn't create dinosaurs? Huh, fewer than I would guess, about a third. All right, first of all, can Satan create dinosaurs? I think it's unlikely that Satan has the power to create life. One of the reasons that he rebelled in the first place was he wasn't invited to join Christ and God in the anticipated creation of the earth. That's found in Story of Redemption, pages 13 and 14. Why then would we think that he could create something as grand as a dinosaur? Then comes the question, did man create dinosaurs? Well, how does man create anything? Yeah, genetic engineering. Some Adventists believe that dinosaurs are the product of amalgamation. Ellen White makes the following statement. Every species of animal which God had created were preserved in the ark. The confused species, which God did not create, which were the result of amalgamation, were destroyed by the flood. Since dinosaurs are extinct today, many Adventists believe they must not have been on the ark. They must have been the product of amalgamation. So what is amalgamation? Do I have any dentists in the crowd? Oh, good. What's amalgam?
Mixture.
Mixture of what?
It's a tin, mercury.
Mercury and silver, right? Or is it silver or tin?
Silver,
silver, yeah. Amalgamation means a blending. We use the term today in amalgam, which is the blend of metals that dentists use in filling teeth. What are you going to blend to get a dinosaur? A horse and a crocodile? How do you get it to be 50 or 80 feet long? Amalgamation doesn't seem to fit, at least as it applies to dinosaurs. Let me give you a couple other quotes that you might not have heard. This is from Spiritual Gifts, Volume 4, page 121. Soon after the flood, the race began to rapidly decrease in size and in length of years. There was a class of very large animals which perished at the flood. God knew that the strength of man would decrease, and these mammoth animals could not be controlled by feeble man. Wow. Not every animal that God created was on the ark. Now, that doesn't mean Ellen White isn't a prophet. I remember back to the plagues that fell on Egypt. And in one of the plagues, all of the cattle were killed. Remember that? Well, if you go on a little bit later, you'll find that there were some more cattle that got killed. So sometimes all means most. I was shown that a very large, powerful animals existed before the flood, which do not now exist. God evidently did create some very large, powerful animals that do not exist today. Is there evidence that points to God creating dinosaurs? Dinosaurs are the dominant land animal of the Mesozoic. They're filling virtually all of the niches that mammals fill today, and they also filled in the Cenozoic, the layers above the dinosaurs. There are large, medium, and small plant eaters, herbivores. There are large, medium, and small carnivores. There's even the dolphin and whale equivalent in the ichthyosaur. What are you going to cross to get an ichthyosaur? And there's the bat equivalent in the pterosaur. Reptiles are filling most of the niches that mammals are filling in the modern world. There are no large mammals, modern mammals, found in any Mesozoic deposit. There has never been found an elephant, horse, camel, pig in with the dinosaurs, but they're abundant in the layers above the dinosaurs. If our modern world ecologies are so complex that they had to be created, the same argument would apply to dinosaur habitats, because dinosaurs are doing everything that mammals are doing. Therefore, if it's complex enough that God had to create the mammal ones, then God had to create the reptile ones as well. But would God create something so big, mean, and ferocious as a Tyrannosaurus rex? Well, think about it. A predator has to be big enough to take its prey. Right? A mountain lion is bigger than the rabbit that it eats. Almost the same size as the deer. What would you have to be for a predator to be eat a 40-foot-long duck-billed dinosaur, a hadrosaur? You'd have to be like 50 feet long yourself. You can ask yourself, did God create grizzly bears, polar bears, lions, tigers? If he did, how did they get to be so ferocious? Clearly, there had to be great changes to animals after sin that God did not intend to be that way at creation. We live in a world of death. Some might argue a Tyrannosaurus rex is ugly, with those big teeth, short stubby arms. Surely God would not make something like that. You know, have you ever seen pictures of T-Rex? Two little arms. What's he going to do with them? Part of our acceptance, though, of things is familiarity. Consider how we would feel if we saw a mammal now with large bones protruding out of its head. We might think it's pretty if we call it a deer. We don't think it's weird for this animal to have bones growing out of its head, because we're familiar with seeing it. Okay, so how many dinosaurs were on the ark? We see that God probably did create dinosaurs, but that he allowed at least some very large animals to perish at the flood. By the way, Ellen White never uses the D word anywhere. I've never seen dinosaur in any of her writings. So how many dinosaurs were on the ark? Were there any? If God allowed the whole class to perish at the flood, then how many would be on the ark? Yeah, but maybe there were some chicken-sized ones that man could have handled. The answer is still, we don't know. But there are some more tantalizing suggestions. This is the Ishtar Gate that was once in Babylon and now is in Berlin. If we look at the animals in relief on this amazing wall, by the way, this is the wall that Daniel would have walked through. We have, what animal is that? Is there any doubt it's a lion? It looks pretty well constructed with the muscles too, doesn't it? This is a rimi, a type of wild ox. Does that look like an ox? Actually, it does. See, it's a wild one. See how, here's the horns. It's obviously a male. walks on its toes. Looks kind of like an ox. Okay, what's this? If I had other pictures, you could see it has a forked tongue. It has these bird-like feet. By the way, what kind of feet did dinosaurs have? Many of them had bird-like feet. I'm not saying this is a dinosaur. But what I am saying is all of the other animals that were on there look like animals we know today. They're not fictional. So why would they put up this fictional one? So the question, how many dinosaurs were on the ark? I give up. How many?